Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome to Overnight America. Got to do that live tonight. Oh boy, what a fun holiday radio show. Oh, was that fun? Now, I've only been a part of two of them, but this was the best one. Last year was fun. This year was fun. It seemed like the crowd was really into it this year, and I was so worried. We get these emails at KMOX, and they say, we really got to pump the holiday radio show. Ticket sales are low. And I'm thinking, oh, please, I don't want to go there. And no one wants to support this. No one enjoys it. And I'm worried. And I'm thinking, oh, please don't let this happen. And then we get there and the place is packed. That was awesome. What we saw tonight was a great team collaboration, but there were some great standout moments. And if you were at the holiday radio show, I would love for you to give us a call and let me know what you think. What were some of your favorite moments? What were some of those parts you enjoyed? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I got two parts I want to share with you here, and I do want to take some of your calls. This is your first chance to react to this masterpiece from Kevin Killeen. One, Clint Hosse made a performance at the start. He did a KMOX Christmas song. Oh, was it so good. I'm going to replay that. And I talked to him when he came off stage, and he walked off, and I asked him, can I replay this on the show? Is that okay? And he's like, sure, no problem. I love this and all the KMOX references in it. If you missed the very start of the show, oh boy, did you miss this. But lucky for you, let's just do this right here.
We had breakfast with Bob Hardy, Bill, and Wendell and Weiss. Milk and cookies with the big bumper, and Mom never missed Ann Keefe. They had a 50,000-watt transmitter about 90 years before Twitter. The Mighty Mox is so delightful. Their personalities were so likable. On their app, you'll hear a plenty. News Radio 1120. Got Tom and Debbie in the gym through Total Information AM. And my friends think I'm in the know. I never miss the Charlie Brennan show. Driving home feels like a parking lot. That's when I tune in Carol and Mark. And here it comes now in all its glory. Kevin Killeen's a whole nother story. Yes, he is. On Saturday night, I impressed the chicks with Johnny Rabbit on Route 66. Health or religion, he creates a stir. Check out his feature, that's Fred Bottomer. For opposing opinions, turn off your telly. Filling in, that's Hancock and Kelly. The voice of St. Louis brings you the news. At your service, Cardinals and Blues. At your service, Cardinals and Blues. Now, while it's sure fun to reminisce, you better keep listening, because you don't know what you're going to miss. No, you never know what's coming next. Oh, yeah, remember this guy? Bob Hamilton, KMOX.
Oh, that was so good.
Clint Hosse, ladies and gentlemen.
Clint Hossie. Oh, my goodness. Was he so good with that song? Oh, I enjoyed that. What did you enjoy about the radio holiday show? If you listen to it on the radio, it's a whole different experience than if you actually were there in the auditorium today. 314-436-7900. Charlie, what's going on?
Well, hello there.
Yes.
Yes, I finally got you back.
Oh, yeah, there we go. How's it going? Did you enjoy the show tonight?
Oh, yeah, I heard it. I thought it was funny.
What did you like about it?
Everything.
Yeah, it was a great show. Kevin put together a masterpiece.
Yeah, he did. I liked it. Let me make a note. I thought, kind of sounds like me.
Make a note with Charlie. Well, he is... I don't know if you heard Kevin Killeen do the commentary about what inspired this holiday radio show, but it was a lot of experiences he had with his dad towards the end when he was starting to lose.
And, yeah, I heard something about that.
And he said, yeah, it's a serious thing, of course, but it's a thing that a lot of families deal with, and you have to find a way to lighten up the mood a little bit when you're going through some pretty serious things. And I thought he did an excellent job with it. Excellent job.
I did, too. I thought it was really good.
Charlie, man, he was so good. I didn't realize Charlie was that good on stage. He's excellent.
Well, thank you.
Well, did you enjoy? You said you listened at home on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
I thought the whole thing, being there behind stage, they have a speaker, and it's a little bit loud because it's not really meant for us to preview the show in the back. It's just to help us make sure we hit our cues. So we didn't get the full experience. So when I heard it replayed right here with Clint Hossie, I felt so much better because it sounded so much better on the radio than it did on the speaker in the back. Man, that was great. I'm going to have to save that song. We're going to have to play that every once in a while. I really enjoyed it.
Yep.
All right, Charlie, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Right. So what's your weather like?
I don't know. Charlie, where are you calling in from? Are you from Minnesota?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. I didn't realize it. Well, I recognize your voice now that you say that. Of course you weren't here in St. Louis for this. Now, yes, the weather right now is, I don't know, 45-ish, somewhere in there. I'll have to take a look.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Actually not that bad. I wore a jacket, but I felt like I really didn't need to have it on the whole time. I didn't have to turn the heat on in the car, which was nice. Just having the jacket on was nice.
Well, that's good because... it was like low 30s up here, but I didn't have a jacket on.
Well, you're being indoors, hopefully you weren't listening in the garage or forced outside on the porch or something.
Nope, I was out in the, driving down the road with the window cracked open.
Oh, you like it cool?
No, but I had the heater on in the truck, so I just turned it on or cranked the window down a little bit.
You know, there was a lot of St. Louis and Missouri and KMOX references in this holiday radio show. Did you pick up on those, or were those foreign to you since you're from Minnesota?
No, I picked up on them.
Okay. Just curious. I'm glad you listened all the way from Minnesota. It's amazing how far the KMOX signal travels. Thank you so much for calling
in. And you guys all have a good holiday down there.
Merry Christmas to you, Charlie. Have a great night. Bye.
You too.
You know, I got a Twitter message from someone, I think that's Monsignor Mike, who messaged me, "You may or may not know, but if I heard Confessions the way Harry Hamm heard them in the radio play tonight, I'd be excommunicated." Monsignor Mike would have been kicked out of the Catholic Church if he conducted Confessions like Harry Hamm. How about I play those Confessions for you coming up after the break? And if you have a reaction to the show, I'd love to hear them. 314-436-7900 on Overnight America KMOX. So far, one of my favorite reactions was from Monsignor Mike, who says, "You may or may not know, but if I heard Confessions the way Harry Hamm heard them in the radio play tonight, I'd be excommunicated." All right, so you got to hear this part. I thought that was hilarious. The Kid Confessions as part of the holiday radio show is one of my favorite parts. Did you enjoy it if you were there or even if you listened on the radio? What's your impression? Because this was, to me, it was so fun. Diane, how are you?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, are you driving back?
I am, yes, and I was listening to the radio to hear about the show.
What did you think?
Oh, I loved it. I loved every single thing about it. I thought it started off hilarious, and it was so funny the whole time through. And yet at the same time, it was a little bit sad because, you know, I could relate to the Alzheimer's part. My father had Alzheimer's. So, but he put a really great spin on it, you know, the humor side of it.
Yeah, the nature of it. And you know how they say sometimes you have to laugh to stop yourself from crying? You know, you need that every once in a while. And I think it's so relatable to so many different people. Can I mention one thing? So we had the rehearsals earlier today, and Kevin Kleen has the script, and we're going through it, and he kept saying, we got to do it faster, because some of these scenes require that we didn't slow it down. We had to make sure we got our lines out quickly. There was no delays in between the scenes. I thought it went really smooth. What did you think?
Oh, I thought it was so smooth. Everybody did a fantastic job. Yeah. Everybody. Every single person there. It was amazing how good it was.
Uh-huh.
It was wonderful.
What was your favorite part?
Well, I love the St. Louis Association. You know, the little things that he dropped in there, like the gooey butter cake and Crestwood Mall. You know, I had to laugh about that, too. Just so many different plugins for St. Louis that I loved. I think my favorite part was probably... when they were singing The Doors, mm-hmm. and then the family, the brother from Colorado came out, and then the tech kid with all the, you know, the computer gear on. I thought that part was hilarious. I don't know. There were so many good parts, though, really, but that part really stood out. Oh, and Maria, the daughter, when he was trying to hook her up with the boyfriend and everything, that was
funny. Now, Maria, I know, is battling some issues. I think she had a touch of laryngitis or something, and it was a little questionable if she would be able to do this. I know she powered through, and I know she was hurting, but she just loves doing this, and she made it. So much credit to her, because she sounded awesome tonight. She sounded great.
Right. You couldn't even tell, and she sang so beautifully.
That was
so touching, too, when she sang those songs. Oh, and then the ending song as well. I love that, too, and how they put the hats on everybody, the Cardinals hats. Yes, it was so good. I loved it. I just really loved it. I was amazed at how well everybody did.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Diane. Good to hear from you.
Oh, you're welcome. And Charlie, he did an outstanding job, too. I mean, everybody did.
So many great performances tonight. Yeah, Charlie did a really, really good job. All right, thanks, Diane.
Great.
Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
And Liz calling in. Hey, Liz, what's going on?
Oh, well, I just wanted to say it was on my bucket list of things to do, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
So there's been 20 some of these, and have you listened to them on the radio but never made it in person?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And it's so fantastic to be there and see it in person. There's nothing like it.
So was this your first time?
I'm ready. Absolutely.
No, I mean first time seeing KMOX personalities?
Yes.
It weird seeing what we looked like?
Yes. Yes, because you have a mental image of what you're supposed to look like.
Uh-huh. Okay, so who was the biggest mismatch of voice to face?
Kevin Kleen? Yes, because he's very handsome. He is.
Oh, but so you thought he was ugly.
I did not imagine him the way he is.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a voice. And when you see the face and you think, oh, my goodness, that's Kevin.
Everyone's like that. It's weird to hear someone on the radio for years, have no idea what they look like, and then you actually get to meet them. Because normally it's a lit down. Radio people, we don't aim high for our looks. But every once in a while, there's a straggler that does a good job. Kevin's one of them.
Oh, it was fantastic. And he does a fabulous job putting it together and writing it. It was so beautiful.
I know.
But I was so excited. And the crowd really got into it. It was so good. It was fabulous.
It was funny.
It was fabulous.
People singing the song, the Cardinal song or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. The Budweiser song.
Yeah. Bum, 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 bum. Everyone getting into it.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah.
All right, Liz.
It was great.
Thank you for calling
in.
I'm glad you made it out.
Well, thank you.
All right,
I am too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, she was into it. Yeah, the crowd was a really active crowd, laughing, having fun. It was really enjoyable that we were able to perform this. And there was a little bit of pressure in one of those scenes where we had to get in and we had to just do the lines very quickly, like one after another, where we couldn't have a downtime. We just had to perform it, go up and do our thing. And it was, to me, such a great experience. Now, there was one part that stands out, and there's a part where they're going through confession. So the family was going to fly into St. Louis, And she said, I'm not going to put you onto a 600-mile-an-hour plane without going to confession first. So we're going to go to the priest, and we're going to have confession before we fly to visit the grandparents. And it was Amy Markscores is the mom in this case, and she has the kids that are also going to confession. And part of this is they speak to Harry Hamm, who plays the priest. Harry Hamm was so funny in this. I want to play this one part for you.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. My last confession was during the Obama administration.
Good grief. That seems like a lifetime ago for you. And Lord knows there's been a lot of sins since then.
Huge.
So tell me, young fellow, what are your sins?
I think my mom's been selling my toys on swap and sell, so I've been stealing money from her purse.
Well, look at it this way. If you've only taken about 30 bucks, just call it even.
Father, I know it's Advent and we're supposed to give up something.
That's right.
Well, I took up smoking. Winston's. Please don't tell my parents.
Well, okay, I won't. But for your penance, you must stop smoking and tell your parents sometime before Christmas.
But they'll ground me for a month.
No, I'm sure they'll be merciful.
Okay, if you say so.
Father, I was walking the dog and he pooped on the neighbor's lawn and I didn't pick it up.
Was it a lot?
Yes, Father, a real Westlake landfill.
I see. Now, are the neighbors Catholic?
No, Lutheran.
Ah, don't worry about it.
Father, I think Mom's been selling our toys we leave on the floor on the swap and sell. So I've been putting my brother's toys on the floor.
Good Lord, what a family.
Oh, that is so funny. Oh, is that funny? You know, as much as I'm praising all the adults, those kids were so good. Oh, my goodness, so good. They were, I think, Tom Ackerman and Debbie Monterey's kids, and I'm sure there were some other ones in there. I just didn't know who they were with. But they got out of school today. Their parents checked them out so they can be part of the rehearsals. How cool is that? Hey, I'm going with my dad or I'm going with my mom to the Camo X play rehearsal, getting out of school early. Whew, so awesome. I got to say, this was such an awesome night. I really enjoyed it. Anyone that made it out and was able to enjoy it in person, thank you for doing that, supporting Camo X in that way. It just really supporting being able to do these live shows. I wish we could do more of those. I know that Charlie Brennan will go out and he'll do his book tour and he'll bring special guests out and he'll do the interviews. Those are awesome, too. If you haven't had a chance to go to one of those, there's some really awesome events that go on. And just thank you to anyone that made it out. And yes, no one looks the way they sound. If you have never seen me, this is what I'm going to tell you to do. Don't. You'll be let down. A face like this. Whew. But what you'll find, too, it's always a letdown. But what you'll find, too, is it's more fun to know than not. Or is it? I don't know. Hopefully it wasn't that much. But just altogether, I wanted to, anyone that from KMOX that may be driving home from the Sheldon concert venue right now, or maybe just listening on the radio at the house, maybe even Kevin Killeen who's listening, winding down, he wanted to hear what people thought of his program tonight. This was a masterpiece. Kevin, congratulations to you. I thought it was just fantastic. The whole thing, all the way around, you did an awesome, awesome job this year. Please don't let this be the last time you do it. You know, I want this to go on. I want this to go on all the way up until you retire. So don't retire anytime soon. And please keep going because this was just so great. I don't know how you're going to top this one, though. That's going to be the challenge. Well, if you want to talk about the holiday radio program, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. There was a program in high school. I don't know why more high schools don't do this. It's a school that taught adulting for a day. Adulting, a.k.a. learning how to be an adult. Why isn't this an everyday class for high school students? When you're a senior in high school, you should take an adult class, period. So let me ask you this. What prepared you best to be an adult? We're going to take some of your calls, and we'll tell you what this school is doing next on Overnight America KMOX. How about this? Mike LaMartina joining us. I heard you, Mike, talk from this past weekend. First, congratulations on a great Bikes for Tykes campaign. Amazing what this community can do when it gets together and wants to help children during the Christmas. So first, congratulations on that. And congratulations, too, on getting all of this organized. And sometimes people don't understand the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes to put together something like a KMOX holiday radio show. You're someone that puts all the stuff behind the scenes to make sure things run smoothly. You do a lot of the promotion and the events here on all of our radio stations in the building, including KMOX. What goes on behind the scenes in order to make something like this work?
Well, Ryan, you mentioned Bikes for Tykes, which was like it was a huge undertaking. Mm-hmm. There were tons of corporate sponsors that did a lot to get us there. And tonight with the holiday radio show, it's a labor of love for Kevin McLean. So, you know, we bear the baby with him as he births it, and then we go read the costume.
There were some costumes there that were better than others. And I will say that Michael Calhoun's was one of the most creative I've ever seen. I understand he ripped off a computer part from an engineer and used it as part of his costume.
Yeah, we were done with those parts. Good. No more remotes. Just plays. That's it.
Yeah. So how do you even start to set something up like this? Do you negotiate with the venue, or what's your part in all of this?
Well, I organize the venue and the ticketing and all that and all those things. Kevin actually creates a play, of course, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But my job is to make sure that you guys arrive. You have a stage. We have tickets sold, and there's an audience there, and that audience then carries the play, and my job is done.
Yeah, I don't think that anyone was upset. So I bet you have to deal with people that are sometimes upset with something not going the way it should, but I don't think there was any complaints tonight.
No complaints tonight. Absolutely. It was well-received. I think the only complaints would be people that hear it on Christmas Eve when it airs again,
yeah,
they're going to say, why couldn't we have gotten a ticket? Well, you did not get a ticket to the show, so that's the reason why.
Hey, did you ever use Clint Hosse anywhere else? Because, man, was he good tonight.
He's really good. He is really good. And he was a guest musician tonight. So,
yeah.
You know, we've had other musicians every year, and they were all in the audience, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were sitting there judging him where their shot was.
Yeah.
But I've been listening to your evaluation of the play tonight and the camaraderie they created in the KMOX staff. And you know what? That's what it's all about, is treating these listeners to a show and showing those faces to the voices. And that's really the biggest thing is we're on there every morning, right? We're on there every afternoon, night, overnight, as right now is. And when they get to see him in person, it's such a big deal. It's such a big deal for everyone, and it's tradition we will never give up.
Mm-hmm. So what are you working on next?
Well, I'm going to take a breath. We've been doing a lot, but we're going right into winter warm-up with the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's a big deal for us. You know, we'll broadcast out there live the whole weekend during winter warm-up. It's all benefiting Cardinals Carrots. That's also a big deal for us, and our support of the Cardinals. And winter warm-up, the children that benefits through Cardinals Care, that's a big deal for us. So
yeah.
We never take our foot off the gas. You know, our job is to be the leader in on-air and online entertainment in the country. And we do that, and we do well. And we hold that very closely to our hearts. But then at the same time, we have to take it out to the streets. So when it comes to winter warm-up or Bikes for Tykes or opening day, our job there is to just be the best we can and show an outlet to everyone in town.
Yeah. I know that you research a lot of what other stations are doing, what kind of events they're taking in, what kind of charity events are they doing, just because, you know, you want KMOX to be at the very front of what's going on. Do you know any other radio station that puts this much effort into these live events like you heard with the holiday radio show tonight?
No, it's unparalleled.
Yeah.
We take that with honor and respect, and we can only do that with the support of the community that listens to us, our listening audience. And our audience is fantastic. And when we ask them to act for a cause like Bikes for Tykes or Cardinals Care, they do it. And that is highly respectable. I mean, we've done tons of drives, you know, St. Louis for Houston, SCL for Sandy, all those things. We've filled trucks and trucks and trucks from listeners just acting. And our job is to be the information source. Our job is to be the biggest voice in the town across our entire cluster. Mm-hmm. And when we see things like we've seen tonight and this weekend, we're very proud. And but you know what? Our job's not done. We have to continue to amplify that and do better every time.
Yeah. Just with the drive this past weekend, congratulations on Bikes for Tykes. 1,850 bikes, 1,600 helmets, over $75,000 raised in funds thanks to our partners and donors. And what a tremendous increase from last year. And you look at that number, 1,850, that means there will be 1,850 kids that will get a toy, a bicycle, under the tree this year for Christmas that otherwise wouldn't be able to afford that. And what a powerful thing that is.
Well, and Ryan, that's not the end of it. That was just what we did at the drive.
Yeah.
I got a picture from the Marines today with some stats. We have over 3,500 bikes in storage at the Marines warehouse. And tomorrow morning we'll be out there at 8 o'clock with Brian Kelly shooting footage of the first distributions. I mean, that is huge.
Wow.
Because they're all going to this community. They're all going through the Marines, the Semper Fi Society, to the St. Louis community.
Wow.
And that's bikes, helmets, toys, everything. It's numbers we can't even fathom because we don't set goals. We just try and do the best we can every single time. And these, if we had goals, they were blown out of the water.
Mike LaMartina, thank you so much for calling in. I know you're leaving the venue after a long day, and what a worthwhile one with the Holiday Radio Show. Thank you so much for calling in.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Mike LaMartina in, I don't know, you hear his voice every once in a while. I know he's been interviewed with Charlie's program, and I hear him on with Mark, but he's director of events and experiences here for Intercom St. Louis, including KMOX. Such a cool guy, and everything that he puts together here. Just such a wonderful thing that the community steps up and supports its own. That's a St. Louis thing. That's a thing to be proud of. All right, so coming up in high school, what was the thing that best prepared you to be an adult? Why don't they have adulting classes? One high school said, you know what, why don't we have adulting classes? So they did. We're going to discuss what they did next. Overnight America, KMOX. In Missouri, do they require high school students to take a financial, personal finance class or some kind of personal finances class? I don't know if they do. There's only 17 states in the country that require students to take classes on personal finance. Why is it only 17? There should be a lot more. In fact, parents, you should be teaching your kids this at a very young age. I like Dave Ramsey. He does the seminars and things. And a lot of different churches will buy the book and they'll bring the people in to teach it or whatever it is. It's Financial Peace University. And he says one of the things you could do is make your kids kind of almost like a sign of value to every chore. So if they vacuum, that's 50 cents. If they wash the windows, that's 50 cents. If they clean up their toys, that's 10 cents, you know, whatever it is. And then that way, all the jobs they do, they get paid for the jobs they do. And that is a way to help them earn their money, number one. And number two, it helps them encourage them to want to earn their money as opposed to just getting a allowance or something like that. And I don't even know what the going rate is for allowance. Do parents still pay kids allowance? But I'm going to guess the going rate's 20 bucks a month or I don't know. That seems high or low. Does it even matter? The kids should be working for just a little bit, I think. But what was the thing that got you most prepared to be an adult? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I would say I always wanted to get a job when I was younger. I couldn't wait till I was old enough to work. And then when I was, I don't know, what's the youngest you can work? Is it like 14 and three-fourths or something? I think you can get a job as long as your school signs off on it. Back when I was going to school, they had to get someone from your administration or your guidance counselor or whatever it was to sign a piece of paper that you were allowed to work while you're going to school. I think it was 14 and some, and then 15 years old, and then 16. I just don't remember. Maybe it was 15 and three some. I don't know. But either way, I couldn't wait. I wanted to earn money because I knew that's what you did. I had a friend who was part of a family business. They owned a bakery. He was working since he was a young child, and he always had things to spend money on, you know? He was always out there getting all the cool stuff. Because, you know, he was sweeping the bakery that his parents owned, or he's working in the back or doing this, doing that. You know what his parents made him do? His parents made him buy his own school clothes growing up. I mean, that's that's hardcore. Hey, kid, you're going to earn your money and you're going to buy your own clothes. So this is what a school in Kentucky's doing. High school seniors, they have the chance to learn all the things that they need to be an adult. It's How to Adult Day. So they set a day aside. There's 11 total options, the school says. And it's in Bullitt Central High School in Kentucky. It's outside of Louisville. So here's some of the things they learn. Personal finances, resumes, other essential skills, changing attire, credit cards, financing. Okay, that is a complex issue. Imagine you have a credit card and you're young and you're stupid. And you don't realize that, well, I might be able to spend more money than I could pay back and how much trouble that puts you into. Okay, now you're paying interest. What does that mean? Well, you're probably going to spend a ton of money just in interest alone, and then you'll never be able to pay it back unless you, I don't know, magically find a way to make more money. Yeah, it could get you in trouble. They say that some young people have left home and graduated school without having any skills of their own. They just depended on mommy and daddy the whole time. That's kind of scary. Don't you want your kids to be independent? Don't you want them to be able to take care of themselves? Isn't that part of your job as a parent? That one day they're going to be able to handle all of this on their own and they won't need your help? I think that growing up, everyone has that thing that helped them become an adult. Some of them were the encouragement of parents that said, okay, you're doing this. I'm done. You're out of the house. You're going to pay rent, or you're going to move out, or you're going to. Sometimes it's just going to college and realizing that you have to figure it out really quick. When mommy and daddy are no longer in the picture, yeah, it might be a little awkward and confusing at first, but yeah, you'll figure out how to eat. You'll figure out where the cafeteria is. You'll figure out where the cheap pizza deals are. You'll figure out where the ramen is. Yeah, you'll figure it out because you have to, because you got to eat. Plus, you're going to school, and you're going to have to figure out how to schedule your time. You're going to have to figure out how to walk between the buildings, how to do your homework without dad coming in saying, "Did you do your homework? No playing the Xbox until you're done with that." College is the thing that really does help a lot of kids get on track. But, you know, some kids don't go to college. So there's one example in this story from the USA Today. 29-year-old Elena Tamaris said that, "I was so used to when living at home, my mom was always cooking," she told the station WAVE. And apparently some classes are even offered in different cities. Adulting School in Portland, Maine, for example, aims to use an online format to teach millennials skills like conflict resolution, sewing, and appreciation for art. Ugh. I'm going to roll my eyes. Nothing sounds more boring than appreciation for art class. Can I just appreciate that I don't like it? And why do I have to appreciate art? There's so many things out there that is considered art. Like this radio program could be considered art, right? Your kid's drawing could be considered art. I don't know. You put a pickle jar on the side of the road with the intention of getting people to talk about it like we saw last year here in St. Louis. That could be considered art. Chalk drawings on the sidewalk could be considered art. When you walk downtown towards the arch and there's a truck set up and it's blowing bubbles and the kids are running through it, that could be considered art too. You have someone up there with a trumpet playing for a couple of quarters. That's considered art. I mean, you don't have to appreciate every bit of art. We're surrounded by art all the time. It's not like you have to take a class so you can look at a big white canvas with a giant gray dot in the middle and say, I really need to analyze the simplicity of this, but yet it's like the planet and the globe. And, oh, if you zoom out from everything looks so small and minuscule, you know, you're sitting there sipping your boxed wine or whatever, thinking you're really smarter than everyone else because you can look at a white canvas with a dot in the middle. No, yeah, I'll skip that one. How about you look at real life skills? I like what the high school's teaching. Personal finance, resumes, life skills, how to change a tire. Last Friday, I had to go change my wife's tire. She bumped up into a curb, popped the tire. So I had to go meet her where she was, and luckily it wasn't that far from her house. And of course she had no idea how to change a tire. But this is the thing that was most encouraging. Because she was out with her son, he was super interested in watching me change that tire. He wanted to know how to do it. He wanted to know why I'm doing this the way I am, what he's looking at, And I thought to myself, ooh, this is going to be good. He's going to want to learn how to be independent. He's going to want to learn how to work. He's going to want to mow the lawn when he's old enough. He's going to want to do it all. Whew, that's going to be the best part of it. But apparently only 17 states require students to take classes in personal finance. That number should be a lot higher. A lot higher. I don't know why it's only 17. You know, as I go through, is there any personal finance classes here? So it says five states currently have a personal finance requirement in high school. Missouri is one of them. We'll give you a big hand clap for you, Missouri. Tennessee is one of them, too. Let's see. Yeah, there's only five. Utah, Alabama, Missouri, Tennessee, Virginia are the only five that currently have it in high school. But then there's other ones, too. Let's see. Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, Wisconsin, New Jersey, some of the other ones that are more responsible. We need to make that a priority. If you're a high school administrator, or you're someone that's a high school teacher, or you're at least someone that goes to the school board meetings, oh, I can't think of anything more boring, school board meetings. But still, maybe you raise the hand and ask, what are we doing in our schools right now to make sure that they are financially literate? How many kids get into trouble with finances so quick and they got to go run to mom and dad? Oh, I don't have any money. I need your help. I need to do this. I need to do that. That's, once you get into that habit, it's so hard to break it. You got to learn how to be able to handle these things for yourself. Live under your means, not just at your means, but under your means. That's the key, because you want to have that wiggle room so you're not always living paycheck to paycheck. You want to have some savings. I don't have to tell you how to do this stuff. Maybe they just need people to go into the classrooms and talk to the class instead of the days of grade school where, well, we're going to bring in so-and-so's dad. He's a firefighter. Oh, we're going to bring so-and-so's mom in. She's a lawyer. Oh, we're going to bring in our local accountant that'll teach you how to manage your money, kids. And don't dump a bunch of money into these video games that are using these microtransactions. What a terrible use of your money. Yeah, we need some people safeguarding those things. All right, that story was from USA Today. You know, if you want to get in, I just want to know, what was the best thing that prepared you to be an adult? There's got to be things that prepared you. I'm sure it could have been your parents, could have been your grandparents, could have been your school, could have been living out on your own. Sometimes it's a tragedy, you know? It could be you unexpectedly lose someone in your life, someone very close to you, and your role in the family has stepped up. That happens a lot of times where it's no fault of your own, but you just have to get caught up. Also coming up, I want to talk, too, about a couple of different types of shutdowns. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't you love talking shutdowns? There's one story that I wanted to get to that is from Russia shutting something down. And here in the United States, we're talking about shutting down the government. If you want to reach the show, it's 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Or you can to even text the show with that first number, 314-436-7900.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.